Bachelor Right Now with Chris and Austin starts now.
Do it now.
Now on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
5:11, News Radio 92.3. Chris Bryan, Austin Price with you on this Wednesday afternoon. Improving, but no, off to the east. And I was just checking the radar here, Austin. And I know you're going to be on top of this in a few minutes when we dive into the weather and traffic together. But it looks like Milton area up there getting some rain showers this afternoon. So we'll have to watch for that. Maybe moving south. We'll keep an eye on for you. I promise you we will. Yeah, take care of you this afternoon. Let's speaking of taking care of things, let's go ahead and look at the three important things you really should know about this afternoon.
Here's today's top three stories.
Kind of a long way around there. Story number one, while one transitional housing program closes its doors, new program set to open theirs in August, Maxwell Respite Center will officially close on June 30th. The new tenant, Overflow Health Alliance, will introduce a new program called ROOTS, or Reclaiming Our Own Transitional Stability. OHA will provide transitional housing, workforce development, skills training, and primary medical care services right there at the corner of North Palafox and Maxwell Street.
And U.S. Navy Commander Stephanie Beal is the new executive officer of NAS Whiting Field in Milton. Beal's a native of San Diego, and she's assuming command as the primary overseer of the base's daily operations, training, and discipline, ensuring smooth coordination of personnel while enforcing security protocols and maintaining readiness.
All right, here's your third story this afternoon. FDLE continues to uncover how deep Pace Pharmacy's alleged illegal drug ring goes. The recent arrest of the pharmacy's owners has uncovered alarming allegations. Stephen and Monique Berklow were rearrested on June 23rd, showing that Stephen Berklow allegedly used the identity of numerous local doctors to write himself prescriptions. Well, agents found at least 30 different controlled medications, all allegedly written by Mr. Berklow, using multiple doctors' names from Santa Rosa and Escambia counties.
Here's your top local stories this hour.
Well, ECUA says that the last of their fluoride has run out just ahead of the deadline to quit adding it to public drinking water across the state. ECUA Executive Director Bruce Woody says the last of the fluoride was added on Monday, June 16th. And for folks who are still interested in using fluoride for their dental care, you can visit the ECUA website for info on products you can purchase.
All right. Meteorologists now tracking four tropical waves in the Atlantic. I thought I'd just throw this in here for you. Andrea was the name. It's moving way out to the north, northeast, just really going nowhere with this here. Anyway, officials are expecting an active hurricane season.
Regardless of the numbers, our preparedness efforts here in Florida, the hurricane capital of the country, should always be the same. We get prepared, end of story, regardless of how many storms are being predicted.
Well, the meteorologist's name is Eric Salina, and I want to know where he got the moniker, Florida is the hurricane capital of the world. Wonder where he got that statement. I would like to question him on that. National Weather Service says they are expanding up to 19 named storms this hurricane season. And I don't get where he targets Florida. I don't get it. We have our share of storms, rightly so.
Right, that is true. In a new 11-home subdivision, Betmark Place 3 is planned for a lot at 200 East 10 Mile Road. The site currently includes a house and a secondary structure, both of which will remain despite the house being heavily damaged by a fire on May 15th. Additionally, the project's engineer has proposed using an existing retention pond at Ashton-Brosnahan for managing stormwater runoff.
Hey, UWF archaeology students are digging and investigating the nearly 300-year-old site of San Joseph de Escambe. A mission constructed in 1741 by present-day Molino near the Escambia River. And the mission was built by the members of the Apalachee indigenous people who inhabited parts of Northwest Florida and the Southeast. UWF archaeology students, both undergrad and grad students, have spent weeks excavating that site located on private land.
All right.
But they wanted me to push on that the university had authority to be on that land.
Yeah.
They did want me to have that.
That is an important specification.
Okay, 5:15, Austin Price, looking at the weather and local traffic together on News Radio 92.3.
Yes, thank you very much, sir. We are going to have a lot of congestion if you are traveling westbound on I-10 towards exit 7. That's Pine Forest Road. If you are traveling towards that exit, we've got a lot of issues because of an accident reported earlier this hour. That's one of our worst-looking spots right now. Duha also have some backups developing on Gulf Beach Highway. This is going to be if you're traveling westbound towards Fairfield Drive. And last major spots, Navarre Parkway traveling westbound towards Highway 87. As for the weather, sitting at around 86 degrees right now, low of 76 tonight, with a slight chance of thunderstorms lingering and bleeding into your Thursday, where the high will be 93 and the low will once again be 76.
Here's your top state stories this hour.
Okay, I did want to add this in here. We were talking about Andrea heading, it's east of Bermuda, heading away from the U.S.
Right.
Forecasters also confirming this afternoon tropical development over the Gulf of America is unfavorable for the next 7 days. So I thought I'd make sure I threw that in there. Death Row has one less inmate in Florida. John Saucier has more.
A man convicted of raping and killing a woman near a Central Florida bar was executed Tuesday evening. 51-year-old Thomas Lee Godinez received a lethal injection in Florida State Prison, making him the seventh person put to death in Florida this year. Godinez, convicted in the May 1994 killing of Michelle McGrath and sentenced to death in 1995. Attorneys for Godinez filed appeals with the Florida Supreme Court and the U.S. Supreme Court, but they were rejected. 24 men have been put to death so far this year across the United States. Florida has executed more people than any other state. John Saucier, Fox News.
And the Miccosukee tribe is speaking out against Florida's effort to build an immigration detention center in the Everglades, calling it a threat to their ancestral lands. Tribal chairman Talbert Cypress says the site, nicknamed Alligator Alcatraz, is near traditional villages and sacred areas, and he urged the state to choose a location with less environmental and cultural impact. Construction is already underway, and the facility is expected to house up to 1,000 detainees when it opens next month.
Let me talk to that chief, because first and foremost...
I'll give him a piece of my mind!
I don't understand when somebody makes a comment like this. They got an 11,000-foot runway there. They developed the land for an airport. It's already been developed. There's nothing new being added here.
Mm.
So he needs to maybe go back and do his homework. You know what I'm saying? Okay, there, I got it off my chest. But when you were talking about that, I was like, my gosh, it's already developed. What is he talking about?
Mm.
Guess he wants a little bit of airtime. Officials in Florida announcing a successful operation that led to the arrest of several criminals who are now facing gun charges. Brent Skiles, the acting special agent in charge of FBI Miami, says Operation Viper lasted from mid-May to late June, saw 60 people charged by local police in several cities in South Florida, with five more facing federal charges. There's folks lining up here. Skiles says their mission was focused on combating violent crime.
Although the rapid deployment team has departed, our priority on violent crime continues as we shift resources internally and towards combating violent crime with additional operations planned in the coming months.
All right. And Rick Scott is trying to.
Absolutely.
Everybody knows him. Rick Scott trying to close what he calls a clear and dangerous loophole in the higher education system. Senator Scott yesterday introduced the American Students First Act. It proposes a cap on the number of foreign students that can attend U.S. universities on F&M visas. Scott's proposing to cap at 10% of the student body.
I like Rick Scott. Navy vet there. Former governor. Got credentials there in the state of Florida. Fed Chair Jerome Powell, he's not getting many loves from President Trump today, testified to the House Financial Services Committee where Republicans pressed him on the issue of cutting rates. Powell says the effects of the economy are uncertain.
We got to actually control our long-term borrowings, but the Fed needs to do their part. It's time for them to cut that rate. We have a healthy economy that's only going to grow. We're very close to passing one big, beautiful bill.
Okay, and that's Florida Republican Congressman and gubernatorial candidate Byron Donalds, who sits on the House Financial Services Committee. He says now's the time to cut those rates.
All right.
No matter what Jerome says.
Knocking on the door of 520 here. We'll take a quick break on that fueled note. We'll take a quick break. You're listening to Pensacola right now. Back in just a few minutes with some of the hardest hitting national headlines for you right here on News Radio 92.3.
Here's today's Strength for Life.
What is your spiritual blood type? Physically speaking, there are four principal blood types: type A, type B, type AB, and type O. And in case of a physical emergency, it's important that you know what your blood type is. However, in case of a spiritual emergency known as sin, death, and hell, it is important that you know what your spiritual blood type is. The hymn writer famously said, "What can wash away my sins?" The answer? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Jesus' blood is an atoning blood. It is an incorruptible blood. It is a precious blood, and it is the only blood that God the Father accepts as a sufficient payment for our sin emergency. So are you covered by the blood of Jesus? If not, the Bible says today is the day of salvation. Call upon Christ today.
That was James C. Johnson. He serves as the pastor of North Stone Baptist Church in Pensacola, Florida. For more Strength for Life, please visit our website, strengthforlife.church.
Man, I loved playing high school sports growing up. And it's fun being a fan now, don't get me wrong, but sitting in the stands feels like I'm missing out on all the action, you know? I wanted to get back in the game, so I signed up to be a high school official. It takes me back to my playing days. I'm supporting students, and I get paid to make the big calls. Do you want to see the game up close? Sign up to become an official in Florida at highschoolofficials.com.
Party down with a big bang as Shelton Fireworks celebrates being in business for 50 years. They're located on I-10 at exit 53. That's the first Alabama exit in Robertsdale, Alabama. Shelton's has the world's largest selection with over 35,000 square feet of fireworks. They have the largest finale cakes and the largest mortars legal in the USA. If it goes boom, Shelton's got it. Located on I-10 at exit 53. That's the first Alabama exit in Robertsdale, Alabama. For more info, go to sheltonsfireworks.com. Shelton's Fireworks, home of the big ones.
Visit Pensacola is home for all things Pensacola. I'm Darren Schaefer, CEO of Visit Pensacola. Join us on the Pensacola Expert Panel this week as we discuss what is next for our community. This summer, get tips on the Blue Angels, beach time, and ways to help make sure your guests don't miss a thing. Friday at 9:30, let us show you the way to beach on News Radio 92.3.
Sometimes a family needs a little help to deal with life stresses. You can contribute to happy, healthy childhoods with a few simple steps. Notice families under stress. Offer a helping hand. Give your time. Talk about healthy child development. Connect a family with resources. Contributing to a great childhood can be as easy as being a good neighbor. For more, PreventChildAbuseFL.org. This message is sponsored by the Ounce of Prevention Fund of Florida, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. Mornings before Pep Talk on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Here's Kristen Austin for Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Here's your top national stories this hour.
Okay, President Trump's at the NATO summit. And the Netherlands having a pretty good time over there, and so too is Fox's Jonathan Savage.
This summit, the wishes of the U.S. president are setting the agenda. The main topic for today's leaders' meeting is President Donald Trump's personal priority, getting allies to spend a lot more of their GDP on defense.
I said you're going to have to lift it to 4% or 5%.
A position supported by NATO Secretary General Mark Rutte.
A shift of the burden from the U.S. more to the Canadians and the Europeans, which I think is fair.
But things have the potential to go off track. Not every member wants to spend that much money on their military, and divisions over Ukraine and Israel might emerge. In The Hague, Jonathan Savage, Fox News.
Okay, 524, News Radio 92.3. We are watching that money today, and Hillary Barsky has your numbers.
Stocks taking a breather after Tuesday's rally and ending mixed as an Israel-Iran ceasefire appears to be holding, and investors digested remarks from Fed Chair Jerome Powell during his second day of congressional testimony. Powell stressing that the central bank is still studying the effects of President Trump's tariffs before deciding on interest rate cuts. Tech stocks were among the gainers, lifting the tech-heavy NASDAQ, while consumer staples lagged. The Dow winners, NVIDIA, Goldman Sachs, and J.P. Morgan Chase. The Dow decliners, Visa, Travelers, and McDonald's. The Dow falling 107 points. The NASDAQ higher by 61. S&P 500 was flat. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
525. Austin Price looking at the weather and local traffic together on News Radio 92.3.
Thank you very much, Chris. Yeah, we've had a couple of spots that are especially difficult this afternoon. We were dealing with some problems on I-10 westbound, traveling towards exit 7, Pine Forest Road. We still have some issues there, but it does look like that congestion is lessening. However, once you get onto Pine Forest Road, if you're traveling northbound towards 9 Mile Road, we still got some issues in that area. Also have some developing on Davis Highway, traveling eastbound. This is going to be right as you're about to merge with Scenic Highway, heading over the water into Pace, right in front of the UWF main entrance. Got a wave of congestion developing there. Last major spot's going to be Navarre Parkway, traveling westbound towards Highway 87. As for your weather, it's 86 degrees, low of 76 tonight. Got some rainfall chances this evening, which will bleed into your Thursday, where the high's going to be 93 with another low of 76.
Okay, let's kind of leap into a national snapshot here. Millions of Americans bracing for severe storms across the Midwest, as forecasters warn of a ring of fire pattern. You were familiar with this? I was not familiar with this.
Not a big Johnny Cash guy, but I like a couple of his songs.
Exactly. Steve Bender. He's in here with more from New York City this afternoon.
This is all attached to that heat dome that's in place. The temperatures spread along the East Coast, mid to upper 90s. Actually feels like north of 105. That heat index in some of these locations there in Charlotte, 106. This is brutal, but that high pressure is going to drift towards the southwest, and that opens up that opportunity for that ring of fire. Now, for us in the Northeast, we're going to benefit from that shift as the temperatures drop. Notice 69 on Friday. It never felt so good after a heat wave like this. Why we call it ring of fire, the upper air pattern, all the storms forms a ring.
And one person injured after a building collapse at a fruit and vegetable processing plant in New Jersey. Crews responded to the incident this afternoon at the Seabrook Brothers and Sons building in Upper Deerfield. That's just over 35 miles south of Philly. A video from the air above the scene shows portions of the building's roof caved in. A Cumberland County official described the incident as a structural collapse.
527 News Radio 92.3, hundreds of first responders going through the Swift Water and Flood Training Facility each year to learn about water rescue training. Fox's Katie Byrne, she's up in Oriskany, New York this afternoon with more on the program.
We're at one of the nation's top training centers where first responders learn how to rescue people in fast-moving water. The state-of-the-art Swift Water facility has a river simulation, and we're watching New York State Police dive teams jump in and test their swimming skills. About 700 first responders are getting this experience here each year. Pablo Davis runs the complex. He says this kind of controlled environment helps these students get more reps in than they would in a natural river.
This gives us an awful lot of opportunity and flexibility to create different rapids, to bring in outside instructors, to learn from them, to innovate and develop new programs and courses.
They get requests to train people from all over the world here. In Oriskany, New York, Katie Byrne, Fox Weather.
And a Texas man is under arrest for allegedly posing as an ICE agent to pull off a robbery. This happened in Houston in a mainly Hispanic neighborhood. Police say the man used his car to block the victim and then flashed a badge while stealing his cash. It is unclear. Just perfect coordination, orchestration there. It is unclear if the 37-year-old suspect was covering his face. An ICE spokesperson condemned the attack and promised that federal charges will be pressed.
All right. FBI a little concerned here, changing their focus amid growing fears of sleeper cells that could have entered the U.S. illegally under former President Biden. Rich Edson has the details from Washington, D.C.
Officials say the FBI is shifting resources back to cybersecurity and counterterrorism as the threat of Iranian sleeper cells has become much more a pressing concern after the United States and Iran traded direct attacks over the past week. Attorney General Pam Bondi testified before the Senate Appropriations Committee. She says the Justice Department is monitoring threats to the homeland. After the U.S. attack on Iranian nuclear sites, the Department of Homeland Security issued a bulletin warning pro-Iranian or Iran government hackers are likely to initiate cyber attacks on American networks.
And Chris, you and I were talking about this last hour. A big question now for NYC voters ahead of the November election is just who is Zohran Mamdani, the mayoral candidate who's declared victory in Tuesday's Democratic primary. He's a Democratic socialist who few people outside of Queens had heard of before the primary. He's been a state assemblyman for 5 years, and he says his vision for NYC includes affordable child care, free buses, and stabilized rents. Mamdani was born in Uganda to parents from India and moved to the U.S. at age 7. He became a U.S. citizen legally just 7 years ago. If he wins the general election, he'd be New York's first Muslim mayor.
And as President Trump says, he's 100% communist.
That sounds like a Trump quote. Yeah.
Period. Okay. Hey, we were talking about Texas crime. You were mentioning it in just a few stories back here.
Yeah.
I got another one for you. A former Texas summer camp counselor under arrest after police said he threatened to carry out the next Columbine shooting.
Oh, my Lord.
These are sick people. Angelo Bravo has the details.
23-year-old Mario Bernal of Utah was arrested on Sunday after someone reported his disturbing statements. Police say Bernal made threats to kids at Camp Choye, a popular Christian summer camp in Livingston, Texas. According to an arrest warrant, Bernal said he would, quote, create the next Columbine shooting if the kids made him mad. Staffers at the camp also reported that Bernal locked a group of kids in a hot room, refusing to let them leave as a form of discipline. Bernal has been charged with a terror threat, impeding public service. He's being held in jail on a $50,000 bond. Angelo Bavaro, Fox News.
All right, just things happening around the world and locally. Today, we're covering it for you. Afternoon, everybody. This is News Radio 92.3. We'll be back in five with a little bit of sports for you.
Fox News, I'm Deborah Valentine. Member nations at the NATO summit have agreed to ramp up defense spending to at least 5% of GDP by 2035, with one exception, Spain. President Trump at the summit reacts.
They're the only country that won't pay the full up. They want to stay at 2%. I think it's terrible. And, you know, they're doing very well. The economy is very well.
The NATO summit at The Hague in the Netherlands concluding today. President Trump's FAA nominee Brian Bedford facing backlash from Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer of New York and the 3407 Memorial Group for his previous support of cutting back on training hours.
Weakening the rule, reducing the number of hours pilots train in the air is dangerous and will inevitably cost lives.
Regulations to boost flight hours of co-pilots stemmed in part from the 2009 Colgan Air Flight 3407 crash in upstate New York that killed 50 people. Bedford says he's committed to fixing an outdated air traffic control system. America's listening to Fox News.
Northwest Florida businesses pay an average 20% more for phone service. Data Revolution wants to change that. We are your local, service-focused VoIP provider. Right now, offering a free bill review and free installation for new customers. No matter where your team is, Data Revolution can help. Experience the service and support only a locally owned company can provide. Join the revolution at datarevs.com.
As a business owner, you've got a lot on your plate. Managing staff, growing your business, training new hires, and more. With so much going on, you need Avalon. As an IRS-certified PEO, Avalon HR can help. From running your payrolls, remitting state and federal taxes, workers' compensation insurance, employee benefits, and our HR expertise. Avalon HR can help you focus on your core business while we handle the rest. Employing made easy. AvalonHR.com.
When a storm is brewing, you need reliable information at your fingertips. Tune in to News Radio 92.3 for comprehensive hurricane coverage you can count on. Our team of anchors and reporters are in studio and at the County Emergency Operations Centers, bringing you live updates, safety tips, and emergency resources. From storm tracking to storm information, we've got you covered. Stay informed, stay safe. When the winds pick up, we're right there with you. News Radio 92.3, your trusted source during hurricane season.
Are you looking for the best news in talk radio in Pensacola? Then tune in to News Radio Pensacola. We're your source for the latest news, weather, and traffic, as well as in-depth interviews with local and national leaders. We also have the best talk radio lineup in town, with hosts that are passionate about the issues that matter to you. So whether you're looking to stay informed or just want to hear some great conversation, News Radio Pensacola is the place for you. News Radio Pensacola. Informative, local, dependable.
Turn you to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin. Text in your questions at 850-437-1620. It's News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. Here's today's top three stories.
Well, while one transitional housing program closes its doors, a new program is set to launch in August. Maxwell Respite Center will officially close on June 30th. The new tenant, though, Overflow Health Alliance, will introduce a new program that it calls ROOTS, or Reclaiming Our Own Transitional Stability. OHA will provide transitional housing workforce development skills training and primary medical care services at the corner of North Palafox and Maxwell Street.
Okay, changes coming to NAS Whiting Field. Here's story number two for you. U.S. Navy Commander Stephanie Beal is the new executive officer over at Whiting Field in Milton. Beal, a native of San Diego, assumes command as the primary overseer of the base's daily operations, training and discipline, ensuring smooth coordination of personnel while enforcing security protocols and maintaining base readiness.
All right. And your third top three story this afternoon, FDLE continues to uncover how deep Pace Pharmacy's alleged illegal drug ring goes. The recent arrest of the pharmacy's owners has uncovered alarming allegations. Stephen and Monique Berklow were rearrested on June 23rd, showing that Stephen Berklow allegedly used the identity of numerous local doctors to write himself prescriptions. Agents found at least 30 different controlled medications, all allegedly written by him, using multiple doctors' names from Santa Rosa and Escambia counties.
Here's your top local stories this hour.
Okay, if you think that Pensacola International seems to be a little bit busier than ever, you're not alone. Airport Director Matt Coughlin says, yeah, they're pretty busy over there.
Fiscal year to date, we're up about 4%. I'm seeing this month it's a little soft in the sense that compared to last year, but last year we had a growth rate of 15%, which is crazy. So, we're still growing.
Okay, and if you think the parking lots have been pretty full over at the airport, Matt says, yep, they're busy.
So we're pretty full. If I were to look at, I get a daily status report. We're in the 80 percentile for filling all our lots. We haven't had to turn anyone away. We only opened that one up off what we call McAllister. If we go to capacity, then we'll open that, but we haven't had to open that.
Of course, that's Airport Director Matt Coughlin telling us also another project to be done is the rehabilitation of the east-west runway, which will be closed beginning in October for 320 days there, Austin.
All right, and another update on the double shooting in Atmore. A 22-year-old man has been charged with murder and attempted murder. Officials say Tyler Hall is being held at the Escambia, Alabama jail on murder and attempted murder charges. The shooting happened early Tuesday morning after an illegal drag race on Carver Avenue just east of Atmore. Officials say winners were collecting money when more than 50 gunshots were fired.
Here's your top sports story this hour.
Fox Sports Update.
On FanDuel Sports Network Ohio, the Reds beat the Yankees 5-4 in 11 innings. Cincinnati scored twice in the 11th to win it. New York had led 3-0 until the Reds scored three times in the 7th inning. Shohei Ohtani hit his 27th home run. The Dodgers beat the Rockies 9-7. Combined with his production in Japan's Nippon Professional Baseball, Ohtani now has 300 career home runs. In 22 games this month, the Dodgers have scored 11 come-from-behind wins. L.A. trailed Colorado 2-0. The Dodgers remained one game behind the Tigers for the best record in baseball. Detroit won at home, 11-4 over the Athletics. The NL East leading Phillies lost 1-0 to the Astros on Cooper Hummel's solo home run of the eighth inning. Philadelphia still leads the East by a game and a half over the Mets, who were beaten by the Braves, 7-4. Angels rookie Christian Moore hit a game-tying home run against the Red Sox in the eighth inning, and then a two-run walk-off blast in the 10th to beat Boston 3-2. The Red Sox have lost four straight. Garrett Crochet had 10 strikeouts in the loss. Ahead of the first round of the NBA draft tonight, more trades went down yesterday. The Celtics, who had acquired Anthony Simons from the Trailblazers in a deal for Drew Holiday Monday, yesterday dealt center Kristaps Porzingis to the Hawks in a three-team trade with the Nets. Boston is also sending a second-round draft pick to Atlanta. The Celtics get Georges Niang from the Hawks and a second-round pick. The Nets get Terrence Mann from the Hawks and the 22nd overall selection in tonight's draft. You can download the Fox Sports podcast on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you download your favorite podcasts. I'm Jared Max.
Get more on the Fox Sports app and foxsports.com.
And the Pelicans and Wizards made quite the trade yesterday. ESPN reported that New Orleans is sending C.J. McCollum, Kelly Olynyk, and a future second-round pick to the Washington Wizards in exchange for Jordan Poole, Sadiq Bey, and the 40th overall selection in tonight's draft. Poole was Washington's leading scorer this past season with 20.5 points per game, and you can catch the NBA draft starting at 7 p.m.
Okay, the Trump administration accuses California of Title IX violations, alleging the state is discriminating against women and girls. Kristen Goodwin has more from Los Angeles.
The Department of Education revealing investigations found California's Education Department and the California Interscholastic Federation violated Title IX by allowing transgender athletes to compete in girls' sports, giving the state 10 days to agree to changes or face legal action from the Justice Department. Education Secretary Linda McMahon says the Trump administration will relentlessly enforce Title IX protections, which require schools to ensure equal opportunities for girls. California Governor Gavin Newsom's office saying in a statement it wouldn't be a day ending in Y without the Trump administration threatening to defund California. Now Secretary McMahon is confusing government with her WrestleMania days, dramatic, fake, and completely divorced from reality, adding, this won't stick. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
This is your CBS Sports Minute. This is Zach Gelb with the Sports Minute. Stephen A. Smith said yesterday that Kevin Durant is easily a top 10 NBA player of all time. And as great as KD is, I don't see how he cracks a top 10. Jordan, LeBron, Kareem Russell, Wilt, Magic, Bird, Shaq, Kobe, and Duncan all have to be in before KD, as those are 10 easy names right there. And I didn't even mention Steph Curry yet. So Stephen A. could say KD is a top 10 player ever, but clearly the math won't add up for that to be a true statement when he sits down to compile his list. I'm Zach Gelb.
Check engine or ABS light on? Take the guesswork out of your warning lights with O'Reilly Veriscan. It's free. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
For more than 75 years, University of Maryland Global Campus has given you the opportunity to build your next success. Choose from more than 135 degree and certificate programs in career-relevant fields like business, healthcare, data analytics, cybersecurity, and more. Plus, we offer 100% online and hybrid courses, personalized advising, and lifetime career services. Learn more at umgc.edu. Certified to operate in Virginia by CHEV.
In a world parched for excitement, Twisted Tea's your refreshing thrill ride of flavor. The hard iced tea that's smooth, made with real brewed tea and 5% alcohol. Twisted Tea. Keep it twisted.
Twisted Tea Brewing Company, Cincinnati, Ohio. Please drink responsibly.
Here's today's health news.
Okay, another major food company is removing artificial colors from their products. Jenny Casola has an explanation for us this afternoon.
ConAgra says its frozen foods will no longer contain artificial dyes by the end of the year. The change will impact Bird's Eye, Healthy Choice, and Marie Callender's. ConAgra also makes Slim Jim, Swiss Miss, and many other brands. It also will not offer products with the colors to K-12 schools starting with the 2026-27 school year and will discontinue colors across the manufacturing of its products by 2027. The Trump administration has been urging companies to remove artificial dyes from the U.S. food supply. Kraft Heinz and other food producers are also removing dyes from U.S. food products. Jenny Coselda, Fox News.
And more registered voters say that they think U.S. military strikes on Iran's nuclear program would make Americans less safe. A new Quinnipiac University survey found 50% of respondents said it makes them feel less safe, 42% said safer, and 8% said they don't know or skipped the question. The survey also identified a clear party split, with 76% of Democrats and 14% of Republicans saying the strikes would make them feel less safe.
Afternoon, everybody. This is News Radio 92.3. Thanks for having us on today. Democratic members of Congress have accused Health and Human Services Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. of causing people to die. Fox's Jessica Rosenthal has more on his testimony before a House committee.
New Jersey Democratic Congressman Frank Pallone said Robert F. Kennedy Jr.'s cuts to HHS have caused chaos.
By canceling funding grants, rescinding billions of dollars in obligated funding, firing thousands of civil servants, and eliminating entire agencies,
he said Kennedy's stance on vaccines will result in people's deaths. Washington Congresswoman Kim Schreier accused RFK Jr. of lying during his confirmation hearing.
I will lay all responsibility for every death from a vaccine-preventable illness at your feet.
But when he pointed out how much Pallone's received in donations from pharmaceutical companies, he was told he had impugned the reputation of a member of Congress. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
544 News Radio 92.3, one of the federal government's expert panels on vaccine policy meeting today with newly appointed members who critics say are biased against the use of childhood vaccines. Here's Eben Brown.
New members of the CDC Advisory Committee on Immunization Practices will meet today for the first time in this role. This is the CDC's expert group that makes recommendations, along with a similar panel at the Food and Drug Administration, about which vaccines should be administered and when. On the panel now are appointees by Health and Human Services Secretary Robert Kennedy Jr., many who have openly expressed doubts on vaccine safety or effectiveness. The agenda for the two-day-long meeting includes discussions on COVID and flu vaccines and a new product that bundles the chickenpox vaccine in with the measles, mumps, and rubella, or MMR, shot. Eben Brown, Fox News.
545 News Radio 92.3. Austin Price, looking at that weather. Local traffic together this afternoon.
I sure am, Chris. Let's see what we got here. Luckily, not much. We do have some backups on Navarre Parkway traveling westbound towards Highway 87. That's been giving us worse congestion than usual, but hey, we always have problems there. Also, I-10 westbound traveling toward Exit 7. That's Pine Forest Road. We've got some very heavy congestion in that area, and it's kind of merging with the backups on I-10 west that we typically have. So you've got a wave of congestion essentially from Pine Forest Road all the way back to the I-110 north ramp. Outside of that, there's not much holding you up at this time. As for your local weather, 86 degrees, low of 76 tonight. Slight rainfall chances will bleed into your Thursday, where the high will be 93 with, once again, a low of 76.
Afternoon, everybody. This is News Radio 92.3. As we look at the national forecast today, high temps continue for the eastern U.S. Changes are on the way, so says Janice Dean. She has the Fox weather forecast for us.
The extremely dangerous heat hangs on for one more day after shattering records yesterday, especially across the Northeast. Temperatures will begin to relax on Thursday, especially for the Midwest and the East Coast. The cold front helping to break the heat will bring the risk of stronger storms and heavy rain for sections of the Midwest, the Upper Mississippi Valley, and the Great Lakes region. And there are flooding concerns for parts of the Southwest and the Plains today. Fox Weather has all of your latest details. I'm Janice Dean. Fox News.
You know, weather authorities say Florida has probably the most lightning strikes to report. Well, South Carolina chimes in with some bad numbers today. 20 people, including children, are struck by lightning at a South Carolina beach park. Gary Baumgarten, all over this story for us.
A county spokesperson says one lightning bolt struck a group of 8 adults and 12 children at Dominion State Park. They were swimming when a thunderstorm swept through the Lexington, South Carolina area. First responders say the bolt hit the water and energized a metal cable with buoys surrounding the swimming area. 12 of those hit were taken to local hospitals for treatment. All are expected to recover. Gary Baumgarten, Fox News.
Here's today's business news.
I'm Chad Robison with Your Money Now. NVIDIA shares rising nearly 3% today and set a record close as investors gained confidence that the company's leadership in AI won't be dampened by Chinese export controls. Shares rose as high as $154.60 during the day, matching its prior intraday high, or going above its prior intraday high, rather. NVIDIA is now worth $3.7 trillion in market cap, making it the largest company in the world, slightly beating out Microsoft, one of its main customers. Tesla's new car sales in Europe falling for a fifth straight month in May, according to data from European regulators, as customers pivot to cheaper Chinese electric vehicles. Tesla's European market share also dropping to 1.2% from 1.8% in May of 2024. On Wall Street, stocks were mixed, with the Dow falling a quarter percentage point and the S&P 500 flat. That's Your Money Now.
548. News Radio 92.3. Let me give you the Mortgage News Daily numbers. Just released these a couple of hours ago. I'm going to share them with you. Rates slightly lower again today, still below that 7% mark. Mortgage News Daily reports average rate on the 30-year fixed mortgage, 6.82%. Average rate on the 15-year fixed mortgage, 6.04%, which means buying a home may not be as common as it was just a few decades ago. Here's Lauren Sadamini with more.
Homes are increasingly unaffordable. Realtor.com says families need to spend nearly 45% of their income to afford a home in most cities across the country. That's considerably more than the recommended allocation of 30%. Only three cities out of 50 measured meet that target: Pittsburgh, Detroit, and St. Louis. And in Los Angeles, housing costs more than the average person makes. It's not just high home prices keeping potential buyers on the sidelines, but also high mortgage rates, as Fed Chair Jay Powell doubles down on his wait-and-see approach to cutting interest rates. In New York, Lauren Simonetti, Fox Business.
And the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration is looking into last weekend's inaugural deployment of Tesla's self-driving robo-taxis. The service launched in Austin, Texas, with influencers using the service and posting videos on their trips. Those videos have drawn the attention of the government. However, after some of the cars appeared to have difficulty with traffic laws, speeding, and crossing double yellow lines, the agency says it's in contact with Tesla and trying to get more info.
The president of the Teamsters Union telling Congress not to back a proposal that delays regulating artificial intelligence. Grinnell Scott is on News Radio 92.3.
International Brotherhood of Teamsters President Sean O'Brien called a proposal being considered on Capitol Hill to keep states from regulating AI for 10 years a disaster. In a statement, he said it denies citizens a chance to choose how to rein in the emerging technology, and it also threatens communities with it becoming more common in autonomous vehicles, worker surveillance, and monitoring. Supporters of the regulatory delay in Congress say the provision will let small AI companies avoid differences in laws from state to state. Grinnell Scott, Fox News.
And about 2 million Americans are at risk of getting their wages garnished due to unpaid student loans. TransUnion reports that 6 million borrowers are classified as newly delinquent as of April, meaning a borrower is 90 days behind on their payments. About a third of those could enter default as soon as July.
Okay, the UK is buying at least a dozen U.S.-made fighter jets ready to carry American nuclear weapons. Jonathan Savage has more from London.
The British government says the purchase of 12 A-variant F-35s is the most significant upgrade to the UK's nuclear deterrent in a generation. This new squadron of fighter jets will join a NATO mission that can be armed with American nuclear weapons. At the moment, the UK's capability comes from four nuclear-armed submarines. The plan is to purchase a total of 138 F-35s, but most will be armed conventionally. Belgium, Germany, and the Netherlands are among a small number of other NATO members who can carry US-provided nuclear weapons in a war. In The Hague, Jonathan Savage, Fox News.
All righty, knocking on the door of 5:52 here. We'll take one last quick break. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now. Back in just a couple minutes with some pop culture notes to help ease you into the end of this 5 o'clock hour on this somewhat gloomy Tuesday evening, or Wednesday evening, right here on News Radio 92.3.
Hey, Dave Ramsey here. You've heard me talk about one car dealership in Pensacola, Frontier Motors at 230 Beverly Parkway. Folks, new cars lose 11% of their value the second you drive them off the lot. So for years, Frontier Motors has been saving Pensacola residents thousands of dollars by getting them into the best previously owned vehicles. And thousands of people have enjoyed Frontier Motors' no hassle, no pressure experience. Just the best slightly used vehicles in town at a fair price. But don't take my word for it. Look around, and you'll start noticing all the Frontier Motors decals and tags. They're everywhere. So if you're in the market for a vehicle, do yourself a favor and see the friendly folks and the huge inventory at Frontier Motors. You can't miss them. Just look for the big buffalo on the lot. That's Frontier Motors at 230 Beverly Parkway. And don't forget to tell them Dave Ramsey said hey.
Hey, Pensacola. It's Christina Leavenworth with the Leavenworth team at Levin Rinke Realty. Your home is your most valuable asset, so make sure you're hiring a professional, the Leavenworth team. The Leavenworth team has the knowledge and expertise to help you buy or sell your home with confidence. Don't even think about making a real estate move without at least talking to us first. Contact us today at 850-378-1260. The Leavenworth team. Experience matters, and we're here to help.
Still getting around to that fix on your car? You got this. On eBay, you'll find millions of parts guaranteed to fit. Doesn't matter if it's a major engine repair or your first time swapping your windshield wipers. eBay has that part you need, ready to click perfectly into place. For changes big and small, loud or quiet, find all the parts you need at prices you'll love. Guaranteed to fit every time. But you already know that. eBay. things, people, love. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Get the Midday News live with Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins, 11 to 2, before Guy Benson on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola right now.
.555 Heads up, Pensacola. By golly, Austin Price. Looking at that weather and local traffic together this afternoon on News Radio 92.3.
By golly, dadgummit, darn tootin', I sure am. Let's see what we got here. let's see. Looking at the roads here.
Darn.
Do still have some backups on I-10. This is going to be if you are traveling westbound, passing Highway 29, heading in the direction of Pine Forest Road. That's exit 7. There was an accident there earlier this afternoon that was causing some major issues. But while there's still a wave of congestion, it's not nearly as bad as it had been. Let's see. Outside of that, your biggest problem is going to be Navarre Parkway, traveling westbound towards Highway 87. As for the weather, 86 degrees, low of 76 tonight. Tomorrow, it's going to be potentially a rainy Wednesday, some pop-up showers here and there for your Thursday. High of 93, and once again, a low of 76.
Here's today's pop culture news.
You see, I like that operative word, potential. It gets you out of a lot of trouble.
Yeah. Put an asterisk next to everything.
Absolutely. There is a new survey for the best states if you want to take a road trip. Here's CJ Papa.
It's where memories are made and backseat games are played. There's nothing like the summer road trip. If you're on the road more travel, there's a good chance you're in Minnesota, New York, or Ohio, which finished first, second, and third, respectively, in the new survey by Wallet Hub, with Utah and Louisiana rounding out the top five states. Researchers poured over 32 key metrics for all 50 states to figure out the best and worst trip destinations in terms of fun, scenery, and affordability. They factored in everything from the number of attractions and road quality to travel costs. Montana, Vermont, Rhode Island, and Connecticut were at the bottom of the list, with Delaware coming in dead last. CJ Papa, Fox News.
And the racing drama F1 is expected to be atop the podium at this week's box office. The film starring Brad Pitt and Damon Idris is expected to make between $35 and $60 million in its first week in theaters. That'll likely be enough to finish in first as Megan 2.0 and the live-action remake of How to Train Your Dragon will fight it out for second place.
All right. This is interesting. A diver recovers a lost century-old wedding ring from a Texas lake. Thinking about the percentage of this happening, Gary Baumgarten has details on a happy ending.
The diver, Ryan Prigmore, searched the Possum Kingdom Lake in Palo Pinto County for 3 days in search of the heirloom passed down through generations of Jacqueline Page's family after it slipped off her finger and fell into the reservoir. His persistence finally paying off, he immediately took a photo and sent it to Page, who says she's over the moon, knowing that it's been found. Gary Baumgarten, Fox News.
And the first trailer for the film Roof Man is out now. The film is based on the true story of a former Army Ranger who decides to rob McDonald's restaurants by cutting holes in the roofs, earning the nickname Roof Man. While hiding in a Toys R Us after escaping prison, Roofman falls in love with a single mother, but his criminal past complicates things. The cast includes Channing Tatum, Kirsten Dunst, Peter Dinklage, and others. Roof Man hits theaters on October 10th.
It sounds like something Howard Stern would do.
It's one word, so I don't know if it's Roof Man, like a supervillain, or Roof.
All right. National charity event. Got a very high-profile surprise the other night. Michelle Polino explains.
Taylor Swift made a surprise return to the stage Tuesday night in Nashville, grabbing a guitar and delivering a surprise performance at Brooklyn Bowl. It happened during the Tight Ends and Friends charity show, part of Tight End University, where her boyfriend Travis Kelce was co-hosting. Scheduled performer Kane Brown brought her on stage, handing over the spotlight to Swift, who egged on the crowd.
We were thinking, like, how loud could this place get?
And that set off the gathering of 1,200 as they lit up social media with footage of her playing her hit, Shake It Off. The event marked her first live performance since wrapping the Eras Tour 6 months ago. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
Well, Burlington, Vermont, still trying to draw that nudity line between free expression and full exposure. This is a very liberal state.
The classic debate.
Yeah, but I'm surprised, especially liberal Vermont going through this. I mean, kind of trying to ban us. Matt Murphy has the explanation for us.
The city council has backed a new ordinance aimed at cracking down on so-called nuisance nudity in downtown Burlington. While Vermont law doesn't ban public nudity outright, Burlington leaders say they've been hearing from an increasing number of local businesses and residents about incidents of indecent exposure near schools and busy areas. The new rule is meant to give police more authority without trampling on First Amendment rights. A city committee will now draft the final language before a vote takes place. Matt Murphy, Fox News.
Okay, I think nudists are odd folks to begin with. But if people are being... If there is a valid fear of people being nude near a school zone or near a school, like, what is wrong with people?
Oh, I just think it's people have too much time on their hands sometimes. Ford Motor Company recalling more than 130,000 Lincoln Aviator SUVs due to a possible risk of parts detaching while driving. The recall affects the Lincoln Aviator models between 2020 and 2025. All right, we'll do that one. Coming up in 12, we'll have some more news for you on News Radio 92.3. Hold on.
On air at 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. News Radio 92.3. WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.